three kids. Fantastic. Simon in Hampstead.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Speak to me. Hi. It's a shock, isn't it, when you actually hear that you've been, that there's me on the end of the line.
I wasn't sure whether I was on or not.
Yes, you are. You're on stage. Go for it.
I've been sort of tuning in and out because I've been doing other things, and I've heard bits of what most people have been saying.
Mm.
And my view is I'm an addictions counsellor, so I deal with all sorts of addictions. And I personally believe that addiction is addiction regardless of what you're addicted to. I think it is an illness, I think it is a mental illness, and an emotional illness.
Right.
And whether your drug of choice happens to be drugs, alcohol, gambling, shopping, sex, whatever it may be, the symptoms are the same, the behaviour is the same, the psychological damage is the same.
So, Simon, when you say that it's an illness, does that mean that if you have a headache, you can take paracetamol? If you are an addict, you can take dot, dot, dot?
No. Well, yes and no. I think that the treatment for addiction, if you were to take Alcoholics Anonymous as an example, which uses the 12-step program,
yeah,
there are now, I don't know, I mean, I've heard there's over two steps.
Right.
So you'll have Alcoholics Anonymous, you'll have Narcotics Anonymous, you'll have Gamblers Anonymous.
Yeah.
You also have anonymous fellowships for family members, like the lady that was on before me.
So how, when, I mean, really I'm asking you, it is, everyone here has said who's spoken about living close to it, that the addict has to admit that they have a problem.
Yeah.
How do you get somebody to do that, or can't you?
It's very difficult. I think that an addict does have to reach a rock bottom before they're actually prepared to help themselves. I think it is, as I said, it's an illness, but it's the only illness that actually tells you you don't have it. So, I know that sounds ridiculous.
But that's fascinating. What does it mean? What
well,
do you mean?
The denial is enormous. You know, I've come across people that have, you know, whether it's gambling or drugs or whatever, but that are basically losing the house, losing their jobs, losing their marriages, losing everything, and still in total denial of the fact that they're addicted. You know, I could give this up tomorrow if I wanted.
How? You know, it's like the old Sheila Hancock song. She, you know, this is my last cigarette. You know, I'm not really addicted to fags. But tell me, Simon, what is the first step that you do when somebody comes to you?
Oh.
I mean, I know that we're all individuals and everybody is different.
Yes, right.
But is there something that you do to start with?
The first thing I'll do is get them to go to anonymous meetings.
Right.
Because the way that I work personally is in conjunction with a 12-step program.
Right, right.
I think that works. So the 12-step fellowship will give them a program, a way of life, a way to look at their fears. I mean, addiction is also very much fear-based.
And right.
I will work through any trauma issues, any underlying fears and that type of stuff that's going on that they're not necessarily going to talk about in an open forum.
Right.
But to answer your question of how you can get somebody to hit their rock bottom, it is very hard. Somebody kind of needs to get there themselves. There are ways of bringing, basically...
I don't think we have time, Simon. I don't think we have time for this. I just want you to, because I've got to obviously go to travel, I just want to ask you one question as a therapist. How do you... Shame. What is shame in the context of an addict? Give it to me in 5 seconds.
Shame is probably the biggest part of the addiction. Shame and guilt is what keeps someone in that vicious circle.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. That's Simon in Hampstead. Shame, fear, fear. It's interesting. It's an illness. So there's nothing to be shameful about. It's what I always say with any kind of mental illness. If you break your leg, you don't feel ashamed. So if you've got some kind of mental illness, well, just because you can't see it doesn't mean to say that you should be ashamed about it. We will just